Trump saves lives, illegal alien deaths plummet at busiest Texas border crossing point. By Randy Clark on September 1, 2025. Eagle Pass, Texas. According to a spokesperson for the Consul General of Mexico in Eagle Pass, Texas, 5 illegal alien deaths have been recorded since January in and around the small Texas border town. The number, less than one death per month, pales in comparison to the illegal alien deaths. At times nearly one per day, under President Joe Biden's border crisis. According to a Spanish-language news report in La Rancherita del Aire, Vivian Juarez, a spokesperson for the Consulate of Mexico's office in Eagle Pass, told reporters the 5 deaths recorded since January included one set of human remains that consisted of only bones. Most of the recorded deaths are believed to be caused by heat-related dehydration. The spokesperson believes the reduction in total illegal alien deaths in the region is the result of stricter border control measures put in place by President Donald Trump in January. As reported exclusively by Breitbart, Texas, during some months, the Border Patrol in the Del Rio sector, which includes Eagle Pass, experienced an average of 1 illegal alien death per day in July 2023 when border crossings were near their highest levels in the area. On one single day in Eagle Pass in September 2022, 9 illegal aliens drowned while attempting to cross the Rio Grande with a larger group. The drop in deaths marks a significant change from what had become a daily norm in a city where thousands of illegal aliens entered the United States daily. In stark contrast, today, President Trump's strict new immigration enforcement measures have brought crossings down to a mere trickle. The drop in illegal alien deaths is as drastic as the equally drastic reduction in illegal border crossings in the area. Border Patrol apprehensions have dropped from nearly 5,000 per day in December 2023 to less than 15 on most days in July 2025, according to Customs and Border Protection reports. A CBP spokesperson told Breitbart, Texas, the July statistics for border arrests best demonstrated the correlation. The statistics noted a 90% reduction in illegal alien apprehensions in July when compared to the average month under the Biden administration. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem offered comments on the reduction in crossings for July, saying, "History made, again. The numbers don't lie, this is the most secure the border has ever been. President Trump didn't just manage the crisis, he obliterated it. No more excuses. No more releases. We've put the cartels on defense and taken our border back." The higher number of illegal alien deaths in Eagle Pass during President Biden's term in office quickly overwhelmed the ability of the local community to handle the storage and burials in the city of less than 30,000 residents. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, in 2022, the funeral director charged with performing the pauper burials afforded to unidentified illegal aliens who died while crossing became unable to cope with the increasing death rate. Maverick County Sheriff Tom Schmerber was forced to utilize a temporary morgue to house the bodies of those illegal aliens who died while crossing until the funeral home could accommodate them. For more than 2 years, the refrigerated trailer served as overflow storage for deceased migrants. In June, as reported by Breitbart, Texas, a solemn burial ceremony attended by local officials was held to inter the last of the remains in pauper graves in the Maverick County Cemetery. In 2022, the United Nations International Organization for Migration, IOM, documented 686 deaths and disappearances at the U.S.-Mexico border. The total deaths due to illegal border crossings led the organization to name the United States' southwest border with Mexico as the deadliest land border route in the world. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.